Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 12th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Kiddushin Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. We're going to learn about a kinyan called Chalifin. Literally, that means exchange. This kinyan, this method of acquiring an object, will apply both for chattels and for real estate, but it cannot be used to acquire money or coins. We cannot use chalifin to acquire coins. Our Mishnah is going to also teach us about the dinim of kinyan when it comes to hekdesh. Says the Mishnah, Kol hanase domim ba'acher, anything that would be put instead of money, and you'd give it in exchange for something, that kiven shezochazeh, as soon as one party has done the meshicha, has done the acquisition of it, nischayev zeh b'chalifov, then the other party is immediately obligated in the exchange of that object. And if it gets stolen or gets lost, he's responsible for it. Why? Because when the mocha, when the seller has moved, the chayfets have moved the object to a property, to his property, when he's moved the object, then what he is selling is automatically now transferred to the buyer, wherever the buyer is, or wherever that object is, even though he is not, it's not around here. The buyer hasn't done any meshicha, hasn't moved it. It doesn't matter. We say that the kinyan is done. That's called kinyan chalifin. Let's give an example, says the Mishnah. Ketzad, how does it work? How does this kinyan chalifin work? Hechlif shorbach apara. A person is swapping, doing an exchange of an ox for a cow. Or a donkey for an ox. Kiven shezocha zeh, nischav zeh b'chalifav. As soon as the owner of the ox, for example, has moved the cow, which the buyer is giving, well, let's say the buyer of the ox is giving his cow, or the owner of the donkey has taken hold of the ox, then immediately the owner of the cow is acquired the ox, wherever the ox is, even though it's far away from him. Because once the owner of the ox has made a move, has moved Man Meshicha on the cow, then immediately we say it triggers the kinyan. The chalifin is done, and now the ox belongs to the owner of the cow. Wherever the ox is, it might be miles away. Which means that the owner of the cow is now responsible for anything that happens to that ox. If that ox gets damaged or gets lost, it's bad luck for the person who has bought the ox, for the owner of the cow. Rishus Hagavoya Bekesef, continues the Mishnah, the power of Hekdesh, the jurisdiction of Hekdesh, is that Hekdesh will acquire things with money, unlike a normal acquisition, buyer and a seller. So if the treasurer of Hekdesh gives money to buy something for the purpose of Hekdesh, for the temporal treasury, then that item is now acquired and belongs to Hekdesh immediately, wherever that item is, as soon as he pays the money for it. But Rishus HaHedyot B'Chazaka. But for an ordinary person to acquire something, he cannot give money. It must be with a Chazaka. What does Chazaka mean? A Chazaka literally means holding on to it. It can be Meshicha, those things which are usually done Meshicha by moving it into their property, or with the other methods such as lifting up Hagbah or Masira, but cannot do it with money. So therefore, if an ordinary person pays money for an object, as long as he hasn't actually moved the object, he has not acquired it. He's not made a kinyan on it. This was, the rabbis made this decree for various reasons. Amiroso legavoya kimsiroso lehedet. Finally, says the Mishnah, if you promise something, if someone promises something for gavoya, for the Almighty, he says, this house is Hekdesh, or this ox is an oiler, then immediately Hekdesh will be acquiring it, wherever it is. And the Makdish, the one who's donated it, cannot back out, because we say that saying something, that you're donating it to Shemaim, to the heavens, or to the Beis HaMikdash, it's like you've actually handed something over in a kinyan between two ordinary people. However, that's only for Hekdesh. It's a special halacha. An ordinary person, of course, can't acquire anything just by saying something. He has to do a meshicha, or he has to do a chazaka over the object. Mishnah Zayin. We turn now to what mitzvahs women are obligated and which ones they're exempt from. Kol mitzvahs haben alav, any mitzvah that a father has to do for a son, such as circumcision, redemption if he's a firstborn, teaching him Torah, teaching him a profession, marrying him off. All of these mitzvahs are noshim chayovim and noshim p'turis. Men obligated for their children to do this, but the women are exempt. The women are exempt because women are not chayiv on their own right. They don't have the obligation to circumcision or to redemption or to learn Torah or to learn the trade, and therefore they're not obligated to teach it to their children. V'chol mitzvahs ha'av al ha'bein, only mitzvahs that a son has to do to a father, such as moira of fear of the power of the father, not to sit in his place, not to contradict his words, or kibud of helping him to get dressed and giving him food, echad anoshim v'echad noshim chayavim. In those type of mitzvahs, men and women are equal. Sons and daughters have the same obligation to their parents. B'chol mitzvahs asei shehazman groma, any mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs, which are time dependent, like shofar, sukkah, and lulav, anoshim chayovin, men are obligated, v'noshim p'turis, and women are exempt. How do we know that? Because the Gemara learns this for the mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin, women are exempt because the Torah compares it to learning of Torah. As it says in the Shema, v'shinantam levanecha, ukshartam le'os al yadecha. Later on it says in the paragraph, you shall tie them as an os al yadecha, the mitzvah of tefillin. So the two are compared. Tefillin is compared to learning Torah. And just like learning Torah, women are exempt, so tefillin, they're exempt as well. And once I know that tefillin are exempt, we say that tefillin now becomes the rule for all the others as well. Tefillin is a mitzvah that's positive and time-dependent. One doesn't wear tefillin in Shabbos, Yom Tov, and therefore all the mitzvahs which are time-dependent, women and positive, women are exempt. But all mitzvahs, positive mitzvahs that are not time dependent, like mezuzah, building a fence around your roof, returning a lost object, tzedakah, both men and women are equally obligated. Now, there are exceptions to the rule, to both rules. For example, there are mitzvahs asay which are time dependent, women are obligated. For example, matzah, night of Pesach. Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov, having besimcha on Chagim, hakel on Sukkot. So we have quite a few exceptions which are time-dependent, but women are obligated just as much as men. And then on the other hand, you have mitzvahs asay which are not time-dependent that women are exempt from, like learning Torah, pidyon haben, and others. So therefore, the rules that our Mishnah is saying are not comprehensive. There are exceptions. But what our Mishnah means by these rules are, in general, most mitzvahs that are positive and time-dependent, women are exempt. Most mitzvahs that are not time-dependent, women are obligated. Continues the Mishnah, b'chol mitzvahs lo sasa, if it's a negative commandment, bein shazman groma, bein shalozman groma, whether they're time-dependent, like chametz and Pesach, doing melach on Shabbos, whether they're not time dependent, like prohibiting the eating of a nevela or forbidden fats, echad anoshim ve'echad noshim chayavim, both men and women are equally obligated. Chutz mi bal tashchis, or bal takif, or bal tatam lemesim, except for these three. The three, Loisa says, do not destroy the beard, the corners of your beard. Women are exempt from this, even if they would have hair growing there. They're also exempt from bal takif, which means to shave off the payas, the corner of the head, one to make a circular cut all around so that there's no payas there. Women are exempt. And if a woman is a kohenes, she's a daughter of a kohen or married to a kohen, she has no obligation to keep away from dead bodies, from tumah. She's not obligated in that mitzvah at all. Baltatam al-Mason does not apply to women. Other than that, all negative commandments, women are obliged, just like men.